Would you please be seated? And would you please find a Bible like this at the end of the pew? There are lots and lots and lots, so please push them around, because everybody needs one. Everybody needs to have a sight of one. And there are some here at the front. I'm sure Ruth will move some around if somebody's not got one. Anyone desperate for one and haven't got one? Well, that's good. And if you've got it, would you find page 1061? 1061. Oh, you're a good class. I can hear the pages rustling away like anything. Wonderful. Now, we come today on this first Sunday after Easter to an amazing story about two people who were on a walk. And it was a pretty sad walk for them, because in fact, they were on their way from a funeral. I guess there's not many people here. Maybe some of the young people have not actually been to a funeral. I don't know. But usually funerals are sad times. And people, when they walk away, are often sad. They don't need to be, but sometimes they are, because they don't understand how it all is happening. And God shows us very well how funerals happen, but they haven't quite got it. And this couple, I tell you why they were particularly sad, because the adults will know what I mean here. They hadn't got what we call in our day and age closure. Do you know what that means? Because they didn't really know what had happened to the body. That was why they were upset and confused. And they were walking not 1 mile or two. They were walking 7 miles. Now, some people went for a walk yesterday morning. Did anyone here go for that walk yesterday morning? Yeah? Was it 7 miles? No. Oh, there you go then, you see. And they're young people who put their hands up at the back there. No, it wasn't 7 miles. 7 miles is a pretty long walk, but they had walked 7 miles. And as they were going along, they got interrupted. Now, if you've got a serious talk going on, and these two had, the last thing you want is to be interrupted. And they were interrupted. Now, have you got your eye on verse 13? And it starts now, because we're going to go down to verse 27 in the next column on the right-hand side, halfway down, and we're going to read it together. Anyone listening? Are you going to read it together with me?
Yes.
Good on you. It's the Word of God. It's God's Word to us. It's true. And it's got something to say to us, and probably has said something to lots of you over the years. But this morning, we're going to look at it again. So together. Now, that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But he had hope that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. Well, you are a good class. Sarah, that's as good as any class, isn't it? Absolutely. We need to ask the teachers how good you are. So that's really good. So what was happening here? These two disciples had been in Jerusalem. They'd heard all about Jesus dying. They probably watched him die. And there'd been all sorts of things said. The women had said they'd been to the tomb, hadn't seen the body. Some or more of the disciples, the companions, had been to the tomb, hadn't seen the body. What on earth was going on? These two people, I think they were a husband and wife, but it just gives the name of the man, Cleopas. Just gives the name of the man, but anyway, I think they were husband and wife. They were walking home, they'd got to go home 7 miles away, and that was their only topic of conversation. They were really, really upset. What on earth was going on? And then they got interrupted, as I've mentioned to you and as we've just read. What a nuisance to have somebody come and interrupt you when you've got a serious conversation. And this person who interrupted them asked a bit of a stupid question, they thought. He said, "What are you talking about? What's going on?" And I think Cleopas and his mate, I think they were irritated. Because they said, "Are you the only one then who've been about Jerusalem and you don't know what's going on? Where have you been all your life?" You can imagine it, can't you? "What things?" the stranger said. "What things?" And then, as you read it, I don't know what you caught there, but you know, I think, and I'm saying this very reverently, I think Jesus was thrilled, because it was Jesus. I think Jesus was thrilled at what those two said to him, because they went through all of his ministry, all that he'd been doing. Why, it's about Jesus of Nazareth. Now, they'd have to say Jesus of Nazareth because Jesus was a fairly common name. It's a bit like James. Or it's a bit like Jane. Anyway, it's a common name. So they said Jesus of Nazareth, got the right man. Yeah, that was right. And they go on. And they say, "He taught, he was wonderful. We thought he was going to be the one who was going to get us free from Rome." That was what redemption, redeem us from Israel, for Israel meant. And he did lots of wonderful things. And now they've gone and killed him. They've crucified him. Crucifixion was the worst way you could die. It would be better to be shot by an arrow or done anything, but crucifixion was awful. And now people keep saying he's alive, but they haven't seen him. Poor people, poor couple. And then, we have this wonderful explanation of what had gone on. And how did this stranger, whom we know to be Jesus, did it? He went to the scriptures. Now look, he didn't go to the Gospels. They'd not even been written, even been thought about. They hadn't even got the ink ready and the parchment ready. He was going to the Old Testament that we call the Old Testament, that some of us, if I may just hazard a guess, says, "Oh dear, not the Old Testament. I never understand it. Don't know what I'm on about. Give me the stories of Jesus." Now listen, the Old Testament is hugely important because it tells us all about Jesus. So don't miss out on it. Don't miss out on it. Tells us all about Jesus. And he began to tell them from Moses and the Psalms and the prophets and, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And then, well, they were very courteous, these two. They thought, well, we'd better kind of hear a bit more. So if we ask him in for a meal, maybe we could hear a bit more. So these two people were really going at it and asked him in. And before we go on in our story, so please don't lose the page number, else you'll have to find it all over again. Now, can I just say to the young people here, the boys and girls, that there are a couple of puzzle sheets that you could take home with you. It's about this story. So if you listen to the story well, You should be able to do the puzzle ever so easy. Even I can do it. So you should be able to do it. So some puzzle sheets. Ruth or Angela or someone will see that you've got them. For the younger people, there are sheets to colour, if you want one of those. Little puzzles, and you get an answer if you colour it rightly. So that's good. Okay, we need the Bibles again, don't we? 1061, the page. Have you lost it? Well, you can soon find it. Good. And we're going to read this time 28 to 32. 28 to 32. Not as long this time. Are you ready? As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he was going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went to stay. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and began to give it to them. Then with their eyes were opened, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us?" while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us. Wow. Well, they were very courteous and polite, weren't they? They said, "Well, you know, it's good evening now, and I don't know where you're going, but we're going home. We live just here. Come and join us." So they did. Still didn't know who he was. We know who he was, this stranger, but they didn't know who he was. Still didn't know. Invited a stranger into their home. What a lovely, courteous thing that was to do. And they had a meal. And he kind of took charge. Now, when I go and have a meal with anyone, as I did last Sunday, and I shall do this Sunday, I'm very courteous. Aren't I, Brian? Yes. Aren't I, Juliet? Yes. But this guy, he took over. And he said a blessing. And he broke the bread. And that was it. That was it. And he disappeared. Now, don't think for a moment that those two disciples were at the Last Supper, at the Passover, you know, just a few days before, because they weren't. They were not two of the 12. They weren't there. They hadn't seen it. But there was something about it. Wasn't that an exciting moment? I think I got a pretty good idea. It doesn't say it in the Bible, but I think, sometimes I think wrong, and sometimes I think right. But I think they were perhaps there when Jesus fed the 5,000. Do you remember it says in the Bible that he took the bread and broke it? And there was another time when he fed 4,000, separate time. And again he took the bread and broke it. So it's quite possible that they had this kind of character, he had a characteristic way of doing it. But they may, doesn't say it in the Bible, but I think it may, they may have seen the scars on his hands. Just get into that exciting moment, will you? When he took the bread and broke it. Got it! It's him! And he'd gone. He'd gone. What a wonderful moment that was for them. What a wonderful moment that was for him. Now we've got a bit more to read. Still got your places? Verse 33, and you just have to go over the page, so be ready for that. We just go to 35. Here we go again. They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two that on the way, and how Jesus was recognized by them, the bread. Would you have said, "Let's go back and tell the others," or would you have said, "Oh, I'm ready for a 40 winks at least"? Well, I think by this time they were out with their walking sticks. This was for the lady, this is for the gentleman. Here you are, Rob, here's a walking stick for you. Are you going to catch it for me? Oh, well done. I don't think. Who's going to be the lady for me? Can you catch? Oh, fantastic. Come up with me, please. Are you ready? Don't worry about him. You come and then he'll follow. Dusty old sandals? There's a pair for you. They're nice. They're ladies. They're mine. But these, come on, Rob. Don't tell too many people, but they belong to Ken Ackley. You don't have to put them on. So they put their sandals on and they got their walking sticks and they went back 7 miles.
He's got little feet.
He's got little, you mean you've got big feet? They're a bit smelly, Rob, so I wouldn't put them on if I were you. Those ones are okay. Yes, that's right. Be careful with them. Look at that. What am I going to do with them? Right, so back they went 7 miles, and when they got back, they were all ready to tell. Do you know, it's lovely to be the first with news, isn't it? Do you like being first with news? I bet you haven't heard this, and then you tell it. And blow me, they weren't the first with the news that they'd seen Jesus. Because Peter had seen him, it says in that Bible passage. Peter had seen him. Wasn't that wonderful? And so they were all agog and they listened to the two. They said, oh yeah, it's right, it's right. What the women said was right, he's not there. But Peter has seen him, so he's alive. And they must have said, I wonder where he is now, I wonder where he is now. Now there's lots of I wonder where he is now stories in the Gospels and in what Paul wrote. Paul says, St. Paul of all people says, that 500 people saw Jesus at once. Now, in church on Sunday morning, we had about 230 people. So it was half that lot again. Us today. It's wonderful, isn't it? So Jesus was alive. Thank you very much, indeed. I'll have my sticks back. Now, let me tell you another true incident. All that we've said is true. Tell you another true incident. About 100 years ago, I was not there. About 100 years ago, there were some explorers and archaeologists and all those very, you know, clever people like Terry Shepherd, you know, people like Terry Shepherd. They were in Egypt, Valley of the Kings, the Nile. Anybody been there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So have I. And they were looking for a very important Egyptian king. Now, if I say the name, I'll guarantee you'll know it. I may not say it right, but I say it according to I say it. Tutankhamun? Any of our young people, boys and girls, young people, anybody under 20 heard of Tutankhamun? You're not under 20, mate. Do you know what they were? Yeah, excellent. You know about Tutankhamun? Yeah. And do you know what? The chap who was looking for Tutankhamun, his name was Howard Carter. The chap who was paying all the money to help him do it, because he'd been there for years looking for him, was a very important man called Lord Carnarvon. And so Lord Carnarvon thought, this is the end of it. If this guy doesn't find Tutankhamun's tomb today, I've finished. No more money. Go home. So he was there with his missus. And Tutankhamun's tomb was there with Howard Carter. And you know what happened, don't you? Yeah. Magnus. They got through. And Howard Carter was there looking into Tutankhamun's tomb, his grave. And Lord Carnarvon says, can you see anything? And Howard Carter said, yes, wonderful things. Great moment in history nearly 100 years ago. Shall I tell you something, though, that they didn't catch on to? The things that Howard Carter saw, they might be wonderful things because that proved that Tutankhamun was there, but they were things all about death. All about death. And when the empty tomb near Jerusalem was discovered 2,000 odd years ago, and they looked in and all they saw was the grave clothes and the angels, it was all about life. Come on. It was all about life. Because Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Told his disciples, if you believe in me, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection of the life. All about life. Wasn't that amazing? So here we are. Those two weary travelers were so glad that they went back to see that it was all about life. And this is what we're rejoicing in today as we remember this. I have a picture here of what they think Tutankhamun's death mask was like. Do you know, when the time comes for us to meet the Lord Jesus face to face, and it will come as we live for him and trust in him and believe he died for us, he's promised that we shall see him face to face. He won't look a bit like this. He won't have a death mask on. He will be a glorified Savior. That's what the Bible says. What a wonderful thing that is. And so, let's have a moment of prayer. Just think of that story again. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that those two disciples knew all about Jesus. They knew about his life and his ministry and his death. And thank you that that very day they got to know that not only that was the true story of Jesus, but he had not only died, but he'd risen again. And we thank you that he is alive today. And we pray that we, who have this wonderful truth given to us in the Bible, may share that wonderful truth, that wonderful thing, as it were, with others. And we pray in Jesus' name, Amen. As you go for your coffee today, have a bit of bread. These are all individually wrapped. Some have got chocolate chips, some are plain, but there'll certainly be enough for the young people. And if you call yourself a young person, grab one. If there's some left, well, you can have one that's left. There's about 60. And as you take it home, it's wrapped so that you can eat it here if you want to with the coffee. But if you don't want to, you can take it home. And as you eat it, just think about what happened that night when Jesus broke the bread. They recognized him.